Okay, halftime here in Hillsdale as we play the Hillsdale Chargers in the final game of this two-game road trip. And, well, I've got a little bit of UP power here with me on the radio here in the first break of this halftime show. And Carson Wonders from Iron Mountain is here. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty well.
And Marcus Kraczynski from North Central. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Well, you guys got a W yesterday and got to at least get in at the end there. Tell me how you felt out there, Cars.
Well, it was just good to see the team play so well and against a great opponent, you know, and we're just looking forward to contributing and getting a win here today again.
How about for you, Marcus, getting on the floor last night? I know you're angry you missed a couple free throws. I saw the look on your face, and I know that look. I've seen it many times.
Well, it's part of basketball. You're going to miss some shots. But like Carson said, it's good to see us succeed here to start the season, and it's going to help us propel into conference play here next week.
Well, let me ask you, Carson, you, at Iron Mountain, obviously, you were used to being on the court for probably 30 of the 32 minutes. You get that 1 minute at the end of a quarter, you get to take a sip of water, and you're back out there, unless the score was lopsided. A different role in college basketball, you're not dumb. You knew that was going to happen early on, but how do you adjust to that kind of role where you're the guy and all of a sudden you're the support guy?
Well, you know, it takes a little bit of adjusting, and I think it helped a lot last year redshirting for me. And right now I'm just looking to expand my game and get better every day and help the team however I can, you know. You just kind of have to learn to accept your role and just help out everybody else in any way you can.
People in Iron Mountain, obviously, and around the Mid-Penn Conference and the GNC thought your game was pretty complete to begin with at that level. So what is it that you're working on to get even better at this level?
Well, at this level, everything's bigger, faster, stronger. So, you know, getting stronger, getting faster, and making sure my moves are faster is the biggest thing at this level, you know. Getting your jump shot off as quick as possible, it just makes a lot of a difference.
Well, how about you, Marcus? Obviously, the great run at North Central, and you were a big part of that. You got to be on the court almost the whole time. And again, your situation is very similar to Carson's.
Well, yeah. Last year, Carson, me, and Troy Summers, we all redshirted last year. And we came in and we thought, all right, well, we'll see how it is adjusting to Division II basketball. And we learned really quick that everything is so much bigger and faster. And wow, like we had to really adjust. And that year under our belt it really helped us, and we're just trying to get better every single day and try to make the most of our opportunities when it happens this year and going down the road.
You know, Adam Mercier tried to run things professionally as you can at the high school level, but it is a different atmosphere in college, and it's so structured, eh? And you know, even something like the morning shoot around and, you know, and study hall and stuff like that, there's more accountability, would you say?
Oh, of course, there's definitely a lot more accountability at this level. Coach Saul expects a lot out of us, and we try to come into practice every day and just get better. I mean, that's the main goal. Coach Saul, Coach Belt, Coach Nash, they expect a lot out of us, but we expect a lot out of them too. And I think it kind of goes hand in hand for every single player on this team.
Well, the name Wonders around NMU basketball has been there a while, and that shows how old I am because I went to college with your old man.
Yeah, both my parents definitely had great careers at Northern, you know. And I grew up around Northern basketball, so coming here was a pretty easy decision to make.
So what about that little brother of yours? How's things going to go for him?
Oh, he's doing very well. He's doing very well. People come up to me, and now they're asking me, are you Foster's brother? You know? So he's doing very well for himself, and he's going to have a lot of success, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah, you know, that sibling rivalry sometimes, but you don't really have that too much, eh?
Oh, no, don't worry. We do. We every day in the gym, we're competing with each other, and that's how we got better throughout, you know, our childhood is competing against each other, and we always wanted to beat one another.
He dunk on you?
Never.
No, never?
Never.
You dunk on him?
No, probably not. He's a little bigger than me now.
He is. I said little brother, and I meant that in quotes, man.
Yeah, I know. He's got me now, finally, so we'll see if he gets any bigger.
Okay, well, you had an older brother play, so you were the little brother. What's that like playing with your brother and now, of course, moving on and you guys go separate ways, but I know he still supports you.
Yeah, my older brother, he supports me in every facet of life. I mean, he still texts me periodically and asked me how I'm doing with basketball. I know he knows that it was a big adjustment for me. We did get to play one season together at North Central. We won a state championship in our first year of eight-man football. So it was kind of nice to play an organized sport together with my brother and do something that was really special for the community.
All right, Marcus, talk a little about academics. What are you studying here at NMU, and how's that going for you so far?
Well, I'm a finance and risk management major at Northern, and I have a 3.65 grade point average right now. So to start off, I think I'm doing all right.
Not too bad.
Thanks.
Okay, and Carson, how about you? What are you studying here at NMU and academically? How are things going?
I'm studying pre-med, and I want to be a physician assistant right now, and things are going very well for me so far. You know, I'm on track to graduate in 4 years, so I'm looking forward to getting out of Northern, you know, getting out of the prerequisite stuff and getting into the meat of my courses.
North Central versus Iron Mountain, who would have won?
That would have been a good game. I don't want to say one way or the other, you know.
What do you think, man?
I really don't think it's a question. North Central by at least 20.
All right, Nora, I'll let you give your shout-outs here, Carson.
I'm just going to shout out my family and, you know, my little brother and my grandparents are always supporting me and in the community as well. You know, they were always good to me when I was in high school and now moving on to college, and I hope that just continues with Foster, and I hope the team has success this year.
All right, shout out.
Well, I'm sure my dad's probably listening at home and the rest of my family. The North Central community, they came up the other day to watch Dawson and I. I really appreciate all the support, and hopefully the support continues.
All right, best of luck, bud.
Thank you.
All right, best of luck, man.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Marcus Krasinski and Carson Wonders, and we're back with more from Hillsdale after these words on the Wildcat Basketball Network.